Good morning, everyone. I was thinking about a conversation I had a couple of years back, and as I'm doing like this healing, self-discovering, or you know, all this good stuff, all this work that I'm doing for myself to become a better person, and I came to the realization of a conversation I had with someone. And this conversation is interesting because I didn't know what it was at the moment, but now I know it was manipulation. And I didn't see it for what it was until afterwards. And let me explain how it was a manipulation tactic for this person. So what happened was, I'm not going to tell you all the details. I had fallen down and I had caused like really bad bruises on my knees. And the person, it was just me and this person, and they said to me, "Oh, you fell." I was like, "Yep, I fell. It hurt." And that was it. That was a conversation. There was no like, "Oh, how did you fall? You know, you X nothing." That was the conversation. And I was like, "Oh, let's go," you know, whatever. That was a conversation. And then later on in some other conversation, someone has said, "Well, you know, they've been trying to talk to you." And I'm like, "What are you talking about? They've been trying to talk to me." And I'm thinking to myself, "What have they been trying to talk to me?" And like years later, literally years later, I'm like, "Oh, that was their way of trying to talk to me, but it was always by ourselves." So the person would say, "Oh yeah, I try to talk to her," and God knows what they were reporting back to whoever they're reporting back, that they were trying to have these conversations with me. And God knows how they were making me look, because that's how the conversations would go. Or they would say something and I would not react, or I wouldn't react in a negative way or anything. I would just be like, "That's right." Because I already knew that that person was leading me on to like weird conversations. So I don't know. My instincts were just like, "I'm not going to have that conversation," or "That was weird." And that's where I kind of realized that I was like, I need direct conversations. I need you to be very like, I need you to be like, "Listen, this is what you're doing wrong, and this is what's happening, and this is, you know, whatever." And I didn't realize this until years later. So like, forgive me for not explaining myself when I was not really, you know, all there, but here I am now. So I can't imagine someone just spending time and recreating conversations I never had with that person, reporting back to whoever, making things up. Oh, y'all, some people have been living a lie for years. Not me, though. You can ask me. I mean, there's some things that are like my medical conditions have messed up my memory, but those are the things that I do remember where I'm like, "Wait, that wasn't right. What? That was a weird conversation. Never thought about it." But I'm like, "Yeah, that was weird, huh?" And people don't realize that sometimes people are baiting you into a conversation, not by arguing with you, but by asking you weird questions or trying to fish for information to use it against you. And it's usually like a close friend or something like that. But yeah, watch the company you keep, y'all. You'll never know.